wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world, we're welcoming you to another exciting edition of the News Hour coming to you from Radio Biafra in London. Do not forget that our dial is 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band or 11.87 on megahertz. Yes, don't forget it's on the 25 meter band. I'm being corrected by Dr. Gamba, who is here with me, because you have to forgive me. It's been a while now. It's been nearly 2 years. But once in a while, we'll get back into the groove again, as it used to be. So wonderful people, great listeners, great Biafrans. And we can also say people who are listening, we can say Odudua people, we can say the Bibios, the Idomas, the Evigs, the Anangs. What we don't want to do is to get into a position where we begin to address, because we don't believe in this contraption called Nigeria. If they want to have a country called Nigeria, they should get all the people together around the table and be able to discuss it. Not for people to come from Europe and tell us, you're from tomorrow morning, your name is now Nigeria. It is still a very, very sober moment for us as a people, because some people are still dying. I'm delighted to say with me today in the studio, I have Dr. Gamba with me, and very shortly we'll be introducing you to a very, very important man in the effort to try to free our people from bondage. So before I go any further, I'd like to bring in Dr. Gamba at this stage. Please say hello to you.
Hello, our people. Good evening once more and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It seems to me I'm getting indication from the producer that I'm going too fast. Oh, when they ask even, they say, "Anyo kwachukwani here beke, no more to beke ade." Considering the success we've had, but we have to speak English because of the audience that we have. This program is going out to the whole world, so it is important that we communicate so people understand, other countries understand what our people are going through, so that when they kill us, we'll be able to speak to them in English language, to let them understand that terrible things are happening. Mona Dr. Gamba na eba ndi ka isi na eku anti ntio ka ga kpotakwa onye ozo wanna anyi nwoke ka onwe ke ko waru unu mpo odi na anyi were onwa anyi na osiso ni hira anya fanya aka na okwu. All these 2 years that is gone, we've not been lying idle doing nothing. We've been doing something all this while, and very shortly we're going to reveal what we've been doing. Before I go any further, let me just quickly skim through the headlines we'll be discussing this evening, because it's very important. Today they are going to be able to speak to us very shortly. She'll be joining us on the phone, and also be speaking to a few other people. But for now, we understand that the broadcast of Saturday was absolutely well received. It was fantastic. It was very clear all over the place. So we are saying that that is sort of standard we want to set going forward. We have a very packed program for you today. And please, whatever you do, this is your favorite hour. And very shortly, we'll be giving you a number to be reaching us on. Thank you very much, and don't go away. Wonderful people, welcome back. This is Radio Biafra London coming to you on 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band, or 11.87 megahertz on the shortwave band. That is our frequency. That's where you get us on. A lot of people has been agitating, emailing us, going to our website. And don't forget our website, www.radiobiafralondon.com. Unfortunately, a lot of people reported that the website basically crashed due to the high level of traffic that was coming in. We got information saying that the bandwidth we're using is a bit too much. So we do apologize. And we're very sorry if you went online to listen and you weren't able to listen because of the demand was too high. I hope for some of you who were jubilating that Radio Biafra came back, that you were not disappointed by what you received. We can never change. It is the same thing. We bring you the truth. We analyze it. We make it possible for you, for the average person, to be able to understand the news and be able to follow it. N'ihi na ndị awusa vu radio na akpa ribe ribe na adighi ha. Ha ma ihe ha na eme. Ha na enweta ozi n'olu ala ha kwa ubochi. N'ihi nke a, biko anyị na-asị na anyị na-ekele unu. Tupu anyị gaa n'ihu, ka unu nwee ike ka anyị mara ma ọnwa Ada Amarachi na akpọ n'anyị ihe a, biko nu. Yes, hello.
Ndị Biafra, ọnwa Ada Amarachi na akpọ.
Ndị Biafra na-asịzị m gbara ha ọsọ, hapụgo ha. Have you abandoned us?
Ke na otu m ga-esi wee hapụ ụmụnne m. I've not abandoned them. I'm still with them.
That's very good to know, because on Saturday you were stuck in traffic. You didn't make it on time. And today you're not in the studio again. So they are wondering what is going on.
Like I told you, I traveled and I've not been able to come into London. Hopefully I'll be around for the next
That will be on Saturday. Okay, then. So are you promising that Biafrans will be able to hear your voice on Saturday?
Definitely. I'm still here to serve them.
We've not actually gone through the headlines yet, but what we want to do is perhaps be able to capture what your impression is. Oh, you can actually remain on the line whilst we continue. Please, Doctor, the headlines and our listeners, wherever you are, the headlines for today is that we received a report that Governor Patrick Ibrahim of Kaduna State says that Boko Haram is not at war with Christians and Southerners. And again, the question will be then be asking is who will speak up? This Governor Patrick Ibrahim is speaking up for Boko Haram, but we're saying who will speak out or who will speak up for Ndibo in the face of this continued onslaught coming from Hausaland? And when Barrister Mecca makes it in fact, I would have wanted him to introduce himself when he gets here. We're able to ask him these very questions as well. Amarachi, I hope you're still there. You're listening.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And also, we are still receiving reports that there hasn't been any progress or any tangible move to engage young people who are graduating, who are leaving universities. They're still abandoning the Southeast. They're still going out of Iboland to go to other places to look for work. We understand that all the industries that Michael Okpara and Samuel Mbakwe built, they're still moribund, almost 99.9% of them. Golden Gino Moiha is still not working. Ceramics is not working. In fact, even
the resin is not working.
And despite all the good intentions of people, Ezinachi is not working. And we are saying if all these industries are not working, as we were saying in 2009, who is going to employ our youths and where are they going to be able to find employment? Or is this a deliberate policy for the government to keep moving them out? And also university fees for all around the country is rising. These are those who are not in Imo State. We understand Imo State has free education. That is our understanding. And long may that continue. But fees for Igbo children studying outside Igbo land continues to rise. So if you can go very quickly to the first one, this about Governor Patrick Ibrahim of Kaduna State, who is saying that Boko Haram is not at war with Christians. How do you really see it? Because you didn't say Igbo people, but it's Igbos who are being killed. Kaduna State is where we had the bombing on Easter Day on Assemblies of God Church. So what does it mean if they're not at war? Why are they bombing churches, Amarachi, if you're still there?
Good question to ask. And I was pondering about that. And I'm like, if actually he claims that his people, the Boko Harams, I believe he belongs to them, if they are not really at war with Christians, then they should have targeted other areas other than the churches and at the time that they do target them. You know, the festive periods are really very important to Christians. So in my own opinion, I believe they are targeting Christians.
Yes, well, what Amarachi Okpara said is correct. Now, since is it 2009 or two this Boko Haram started, how many mosques have they bombed? How many mosques have they tried to bomb when people are in worship? How many northern area that are predominantly northern people have they attacked? The governor you talk, you said his name is Patrick, which means that's an English name. He's probably a Christian from a Christian family. Maybe because
Kaduna is mostly, right, some of them are.
Right. You hardly see a northerner, a Muslim who bears English name, and Patrick for that matter. It's an English name. Probably he's a Christian. Now, this governor have got a lot of questions to answer. If he is not targeting, you are even talking of Southerners, he is targeting Igbo people. The Boko Haram are targeting Igbo people. If that is not the case, why are there not, there are other federal and the state targets, places they can target. Why are they targeting churches? And who worship in churches in northern Nigeria, other than majority of them are Igbos and the northern Christians? So if they are not against Southerners, they are against Christians. And whether you call them not Southerners or you call them Christians, more than 90% of them are Igbo people. So Boko Haram are targeting Igbo people. Let them come and tell us that they are not targeting. And if they say that they are not targeting Igbo people predominantly, why is it that the Igbo people are the people that mostly die whenever Boko Haram carries out this atrocious act? So this governor, he don't know what he's talking about. He should get his facts right. Boko Haram is targeting Christians. They are targeting Satanists. They are targeting Igbo people. And if they don't stop, they will regret it and they will pay for it.
That is the thing. The difficulty is that who brought Assemblies of God Church to Nigeria? I don't know if anybody can shed light on that. Assemblies of God Church was brought into Nigeria by Igbo people because I think their West African headquarters is in Omuahi, as a matter of fact, in a place called Old Omuahi. I don't know if Amachi is still there. Amachi, are you still there? I think we may have lost her line.
Okay.
The thing is, West African headquarters of Assemblies of God Church is in a place called Old Omuahi in Ibeji. Now, that means that these are predominantly, it's like the Kwa Igbo Church that belongs to our cousins.
Akwa Igbo.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just like saying the Church of God Aladura. What's it called? Is it Church of God or Church of Christ Aladura? It's a Yoruba church. Everybody knows that. So if you have Church of Aladura a congregation in Kano, and you go and bomb it, you know you're targeting Yorubas. You know that for sure. So let us not go away from the fact that, or to pretend or to think that somehow that, you know, there is no sectarian or ethnic coloration to the attack being carried out. They are killing people. They bombed the UN, that is correct, maybe to get international attention or to deflect from the fact that their primary target, their primary objective is to keep killing Igbo people so that no Igbo person will emerge, maybe to either to contest for presidency or to be a part of that country. Because anyway, some of us have our views that God never even intended for Igbo people to be part of Nigeria anyway. We can come to that later.
Can I add something quickly?
Of course
here. Now, you see, when you talk of trying to find out where the Assemblies of God Church originated or any other denomination in the Christian church, you are making a mistake. The fact remains that Igbo people are predominantly 99.9% Christians, if not 100%. Forget these people who are, they want to claim to be Muslims, they want to claim to be Islam because of money.
Because there are Igbo people who are converted to Islam.
It is for material purpose only. What I'm trying to say in the first
not many, though. There are not many of them.
What I'm trying to say in the first
are there many of them?
No, they are a very tiny minority.
About one Al Haji, I don't know if it's Abdul Aziz.
They
there,
are only
he's
doing
called.
It in order to get contract, in order to maybe the Shinot. These Christians, now, the majority of the people who are Christians in the North, apart from the minority Northerners who are Christians, people who worship, who set up churches are Igbo people who live in Northern Nigeria, various places. Because Igbos, they all know it that they are the pillar that is holding the so-called evil empire called Nigeria. Because everywhere we go, we feel free, we take our culture, we take our religion, we feel free and establish our churches to worship our God. This is why. Because why is it that many Igbo people are there? Because other part of Nigeria, they don't travel as widely as Igbo people do. They don't believe as strongly as Igbo people believe in one Nigeria. And unfortunately, we are paying the price. Igbo people are paying the price for their belief in a country that don't suppose to exist, that don't exist. This is the more reason
But there is sacrifice in everything we do. If losing a few Igbos now and again, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 every year is the price you... Because in life, you pay price for everything. If the price you need to pay to be in Nigeria is to lose 2,000 Igbos, 3,000 Igbos every year, then I think it's worth it. So that people can open up shop in the North. If you have a spare parts business in Funtua, or you have a spare parts business in Guzo, or you have a spare parts business in Sokoto, maybe your neighbor's dying is the price worth paying so you can keep your shop open. Maybe that's how they're thinking. Who knows?
No, that cannot be a justification. Igbos are paying price of something that don't supposed to exist, that something that exists artificially. Nigeria, we have said it before, is an artificial creation. And with time, the law of nemesis will catch up because of the evil that is going on in the country now. And that is why we are drawing the attention of our brothers in the North, that they should sit up and think twice. Are they really in the right place at the right time? So Radio Biafra is back on the air to let them understand, make them think, and make hair, as you both said, why the sun shines.
Thank you very much. I mean, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Radio Biafra coming to you from London on 11 870 kilohertz on the shortwave band, or 11.87 megahertz also on the shortwave band.
25-meter band.
On the 25-meter band, I keep being reminded all the time by Dr. Gemba. If you're just joining us, please know that this particular message is coming to you from London. We were on the air 2 years ago, but we are back again. And this time around, we're not going to go off air again.
Can I say something about the our coming back?
Na radio Biafra na akwekwe na ase mbo geruru ndi age bito bu anyi ni igwe, because it is going to happen. The pogrom is going to happen again. The massacre is going to happen again. It happened to the Jews in Europe. You will kill the Jews, 500,000, 600,000, they said it's over, until Hitler killed 6 million of them. So that if you're in the north, your life is in danger. You will be killed. If you're not killed, that means you're very lucky. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. And the only reason why you will hear it now is because Radio Biafra is on the air. Because in Nigeria, they kill Igbos. Nobody reports it. But as long as Radio Biafra is on the air, we will report it. Whatever is happening to Igbo people, wherever they are in the whole of Africa, we will report it. In fact, in the whole of the world,
absolutely,
Igbos will hear about it. Yeah. This is the only dedicated network radio station that every Igbo person, wherever you are in Africa, will be able to receive us.
Absolutely.
And I think it's very important that maybe we'll just take a very short break, and after that, we'll then introduce our listeners to a very wonderful and person who perhaps shed more light on some of the things that we don't already know about this very important struggle of ours. Please don't go away. Remember, it is 11.870 kilohertz on the shortwave band. Do not go away. We'll be back in a second. Wonderful people, you're welcome back. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London on 11.870 kilohertz on the shortwave band. I'm delighted to say that we have our first caller actually from Nigeria, which is quite ingenious. We've only just recently released the number. And please, if you bear with me for a second, I think we've had a few technical glitches. I'll see for a signal from the producer to tell me if it's okay to take this call. Please, who is on the line? Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Engineer Amade calling from Nigeria, Biafra.
Wonderful, wonderful. What is your first name, Engineer Amade? Because here we don't hide. We say who we are. What is your first name?
Oh, my name's Innocent Obinono Ejikemo Amade.
That's really
okay. That's wonderful.
Right.
Innocent
Amade, let's take
that's better.
Always your good beacon and a high body, Kirkwano, Atomatom, or Wombunu, Agba, Ehona, and German, you were a one yana, Gani.
Eman, a big home friend, Otois, Morona, Nigeria. Eba, I know one home wine, and you do any. Behind here, Mary Basso, Zia, people riddled up at London, but I think about we have started in Abasso and Jesus. We can get a Yakaida, Gumuna, and Yakimata, Akamakulania, Mutta Jaffa.
Are you one of the people mobilizing people, or because we have to speak in English as well because of our audience to understand what is happening? In terms of are people expectant? Are they? What is happening? Because the world is telling us when we go to meet people, when we speak to people, because very shortly we'll be speaking to a gentleman who has been working very hard on this issue. When he traveled, went to America to see very important people, not a lot seems to be happening from Biafra land to show that we are serious about what we are saying. Are you making any effort to try to address this deficiency? That's the problem.
me and my brother, a lot of papers have been put on ground. But you know that this is Nigeria, nobody's free. Every government is apprehensive on every movement that's been done here. So, but with the data back in London, and with the delay of human rights initiative, which we are progressing now, I think there's a two legal method. That is what we're trying to do. And eventually, when we're now moving to the trade and activity, you know, the Nigerian government will not have any authority over us now. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to, as much as we could, to make sure that things are done normally. If there's a new way, like the passport program, the way they handle it, but the way it is now, I think our people are not keen and they're interested to do more than now the elites are involved. So I know what to do, but that people will not join the moving train. This is time to work with the moving train. And with the coming up of the day for London, enough awareness will not be created.
Okay, yeah, well. Engineer Amade, you made mention of Bile Human Rights Initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, Bile, what is the work is doing?
Yeah, Bile Human Rights Initiative, I understand, is the only point to which you can naturalize that from the international angle. And eventually it has been registered here and in London, as we are informed. And that is the only way we can now use the avenue or the vehicle to actualize the effort. And a lot of people now are clamoring towards delay. And since we now know that delay is real, that we have no other alternative than to focus all efforts towards delay. And we're trying as much as we could to get people to know about what delay human rights initiative is all about.
Okay, because ihe me nya wore ne nwotutu otu ni ne di chi chi nke pota ya sene na agbasa ozu gbasara na age wete Biafra tata chi chi one chi by 6 o'clock by 4 p.m. by 4:30 by 2:30 I na eche afọ na aga afọ bia afọ aga anya na ga hu zo olekwa no di chi di kwa na nke ugbu anu na eme won di chi di anu nihi na anya choge mama na akwa kakagete ni hu aga wazu Obogini mere rutu ugbu a anyi na eku okwu ihe akwa ubochi all the one here rutu aka ichi na register organization na na United Nations of gonna give him ogosi putara that na rutu ugbu a na work decision no wulawo na agbambo Biafra no na United Nations already call again oh here nye gbagojuru anya
mba if you take you okwu I meto Biafra I would go to the one and care. I care by the United Nations. But the fine year because when they believe America, I got a toncho, Jackie, where turn internet, where go, where would I believe? Actually, it's the only way through which we have to collect Jaffa and have to follow suit. So, in the meaning now, Otundo is not the DC again, as you believe human rights initiative. As the only way to tell it, because we are sure that Bile will get a decent around. That is why we are interested. Because all these past years, now the new dawn, the new movement or ways of actualizing Biafra. That is why we now pitched on Bile as only means of actualizing Biafra.
There were no because Jisike, Radio Biafra London, 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band. That is kilohertz. That is 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band. Because you see, I could have known you know, no Liano Botin get I what I don't know. Wafi, Webber up, Robo. Can you jump on your move for that? Which ties in very finely with what the last caller was saying about the importance of what needs to be done. In and nearby, actually, got a young equipment and ball. I say, Biafra, Biajana, Bianca, Nama, and a co flag, Ebenin, or Buginin, or Buginim or Biabegi. Oh, you actually matter. I ain't chopped a young woman of Biabe. I am back on a bomb, me, Gawapus, your room or what that you don't know, so a wepia, Huna, Ewebatara, Mgozichine Canyon and Dibu. Nihina, Oburu Chobi Chineken, I can only igwe, Nandi Bogan on a Nigeria, and they wish you a Hana town hook watching. All can happen there like a hap around a Camboa. Because he labels on in the teacher. How look at the end, they like a bile with the rock, Maria and Dinna teacher, with the Usun Hanaja Bretchinek, Hatinia Benin. Bechineke gosiranye hapo anye sino wenye wala ge metu anye aka owanye wa jaka anye uroku anye gawa uvakwemkwem nime Nigeria anye hane bono ta kamwere ohara biketifu koke popata wana anye wako koko wala nyowo achomiku onyowo yama jira anye yako wonyowo ugunu ndio wandine gente omu afibu ebe ulunu nomu Biafra nile di chiche biko ka onya anye nagunu kwa kokele unu kawaru unu onyowo na ipundewo
ndewo ana pomo Emeka Adolf Chigozie.
Emeka Adolf Hitler. Kaka was Adolf. You were Adolf Hitler.
Emeka Adolf Chigozie. Emeka Zri. But I don't know my name. Emeka Adolf. My call don't look, but I'm one known. Noto siade maka ndi aichro kaha nolu anya oga adi maka mkuo okwa na asoso beke. Mana anima asibo for ma su roya ke ndu zulo. I'm barrister and solicitor of the Supreme Court of Nigeria, brokwa solicitor of England and Wales. I'm the solicitor for indigenous people of Biafra. Ya bo lawyer ne kuchitonu ndi umu Biafra mufora mufona aga, the indigenous people, the remnants that were not consumed in the war. Nezioku, the human rights law which we are preaching guarantees our right of existence. Ya bo that even though we lost the war, our people were not totally annihilated, were not consumed. We still have a remnant. And the law guarantees our existence, the remnant that were not wiped off.
And our existence or within Nigeria, I was saying, I can't become for an evidence of existence in a quick way. Or did the law guarantee the existence of Biafrans to exist as a separate unit within Nigeria or outside Nigeria? Which laws guarantees this thing? How many Kagota? Need you to open for them before the only Bronya Biafra yet would get any Hunab also. Get up, Shana Biafra, why you had it? Yeah, I was a big Kawakagota.
Okay. At the end of the war, the Biafrans lost sovereignty, but did not lose their identity, their indigenous identity. So what Biafrans lost after the war was their sovereignty.
The right to rule themselves.
To be independent.
But they did not lose their people.
So Biafra as a name is an identity.
So the indigenous people of Biafra still retain their identity as indigenous people of Biafra.
As a people.
Good. But they don't have independence yet. So people should understand this, that you should be proud to identify yourself as a Biafran by indigenous identity. But by nationality, you're a Nigerian. By citizenship, I hope you understand this. Now, as a people, indigenous people, you now have right to determine how you want to live. That's what we call right of self-determination. So, as a people now, you cannot decide that you want to be independent. And the law allows you.
The which law? Nigerian law or United Nations?
That's very good. It's a very good question. Now, Nigerian law allows you. Nigerian law, cap 10, laws of the Federation of Nigeria, 1990, allows you to exercise your right to self-determination, to decide how you want to live, the political status you want to have, whether you want to be independent from Nigeria or you want to rule yourself inside Nigeria, any structure you want, you have the right to decide.
Because in can we care that the same Nigerian police on anyone in the heart to Chanapora on airport to Anyamporo and all the rest of it. Are you saying that Nigerian police, by arresting people like us, they're actually breaking the law of the land or Hinegu, because all our offense was to answer to Biafrans and they arrested us and they put us in jail? So Hinegu or that now, even the Nigerian legal system, I'm not what they're doing or what
now if. And if an officer, a law enforcement agent, now arrests you for identifying yourself as a descendant of the indigenous people of Biafra, you're a Biafran by native identity, and they arrest you just for answering the name Biafra, that is wrong, because that is your indigenous identity.
Inalienable right as a human being, Akwe.
Yes. So, you see, in every country, just like Britain now, for instance, the Scots are there. The Welsh.
A Celtic people.
These people, they are all British. Do you understand? So the Biafrans are there. They are now Nigerians, but their native identity as Biafrans
was not removed.
Remains.
But why is it all those are both Obogini men? Anyone desire Biafra, Zaya, both very boldly. Why is it that Nebunatuanya, why is Nigeria also pursuing and persecuting people answering to the name Biafra? When Biafra as a name existed before Nigeria came, by recorded history, by over 475 years, Biafra was in existence before Nigeria. So why was it that Abraham wanted the impetus to change Bite of Biafra to Bite of Benin and nobody challenged them?
Well, that's an issue that eventually will come out.
When is it coming out?
It will eventually come out. There is nothing that is covered that will not be made open one day. So there are many issues that have been swept under the carpet, which eventually will come to limelight. For instance, I have found that ignorance plays the major role on both sides.
I want to mind up ignorant.
Both Biafrans and Nigerians, both the indigenous people of Biafra and all Nigerians. For instance, one day I saw some people making arguments over the issue of Biafra independence and so on. People from other tribes confronted the other people and said, okay, if you are saying you are Biafrans, why don't you renounce your Nigerian citizenship,
give up your passport,
and so on? Good. While also the Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafra, who were agitating for independence, I had them saying they are not Nigerians. They are not Nigerians. I said, this man is so stupid. You are not Nigerian. You are carrying Nigerian passport. Listen, you are Nigerians by nationality, by citizenship. You are Nigerians.
But it doesn't stop you from being a Biafran.
Your nativity, your native identity. So you're a Biafran by native identity, but you're a Nigerian by citizenship, and you must be obedient to Nigerian government because you're a citizen. That doesn't stop you from asking for independence in a proper way.
But is it a crime to ask for independence?
That's why I say in a proper way.
Okay.
Because everything in this world is governed by law. There's rule of law in everything. Whether in...
Even in Nigeria, they show them rule of law in Nigeria.
Yes, there is.
Eba na rigi election, ebushin dem matter.
Listen.
Rule of law, Boko Haram na ebushin dem.
Listen, there is law in Nigeria. I am a barrister and solicitor of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. There is law in Nigeria. But what we are saying is...
Brown envelope and white envelope.
Yes.
It depends.
Listen. We want to say that there is law and order in Nigeria. I just want to let you... You see, there's no need being unnecessarily emotional or fanatical and so on. There must be law and there must be order. If there is no law and order in Nigeria, there would have been anarchy everywhere. There is law and order. So what I'm saying is this.
To what extent, though?
What I'm saying is this. If a people want independence, there is a way to go about it. For instance, has any person or any group of people or any organ of the Igbo people, has anyone presented a bill before the National Assembly asking for a territory to be carved out, to be called Biafra? And they didn't debate it or they threw it away?
I will tell you, because the people that are sending to Abuja are people who are carrying errand boys for them. They're not Abraham boys.
So which means there is none?
Nobody has made any request.
But that is allowed in law in Nigeria.
Good, you have to apply. It's just like writing application, I hereby apply. But in the politics, proper. It's called bill. Present a bill before the National Assembly.
So only
anyone done it?
So any Igbo senator, for instance, even within the Nigerian context right now,
even
any Igbo senator or House of Reps can go?
There's a way to present a bill. Someone sponsors a bill that will be presented. So okay. There are many, you see, there's a procedure to get a thing done. And no part of Nigeria can be ruled. You cannot carve out any part of Nigeria and call it any name, except in accordance with the Constitution.
But does the Constitution provide for you to carve out Biafra from Nigeria?
That is the National Assembly. The Constitution established the National Assembly that can make law.
Yes.
And say, Okay, for instance, the creation of states. Let me use creation of states, for instance. When a state is created, it's contained in the constitution. You know that?
Yes.
Good. So, in the same way, the National Assembly has power to make law. And if the law is made that so from so boundary to so boundary...
Please, Barrister, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think we may have a call coming in. Sasisi, this is Radio Biafra London. I am on the air. When you talk about the Biafra again, it's Sasisi. Gwande mandu okwu ihe achọrọ ịnụ ka ebe isi na-akpọ ke ihe na-eme n'ụlọ gwa anyị ihe chọrọ ịgwa anyị bikọsi na ndị mmadụ na-ajụ ese na-asị ka ekwe n'ebe sasị isi nọ maka isili eze bi nọ na ndị nke ọzọ nọ na redio Biafra onwe ihe chọrọ ịgwa ụwa ndị na-ege ntị ugbu a
n'ebe ọ nọ ebe osi na-akpọ
ka
ekwe n'ebe isi na-akpọ
mana ugbu a enwe n'anya ha fụrụ were ntị ha nụrụ
achọ
ka anyị nọrọ onwe anyị ọgwụcha ihe nchọrọ ịgwa ha
kekwe n'ebe isi na-akpọ
Isi
Lagos na-akpọ ka otu unu nwetakwara ozi anyị gbasara na Saturday gara aga
mmadụ gwa m na afụrụ ya na punch paper na-abata nji wee kpọwa
ọwụ 11-8 biko wụ sọsọ sasị isi wụ ndị ihe agbagojuru anya akara ga na-eji enweta anya wụ 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band
25
meter band shortwave.
25-meter band.
Yes, 25-meter band on the shortwave. Yes.
25-meter band. Okay.
Una hona nusobu wa na onye otu anyị wo sasisi no no lo garo lo edinyere ozi amaghe na radio Biafra lo achila ni ikuku. Owa akpo ọkọ adighi. Ezi ozi igwa aka na akọ akọ asi na network na nye nsogbu. Owa odi Nigeria wa no ime because sasisi ime na ka ga achigo to barrister maka kọkọ wara anyị. Otu anyị ga sisi na nsogbu a we puta biko.
It's okay. Ihe m na-ekwu tupu onye na-akpọ n'igwe wee kpọ asị m na ihe niile nwere usoro. Everything, there's a procedure, there's a proper way of doing things. The law is there and it's our duty now to apply the law. Now, if you want independence or if you want to exercise your right of self-determination in any other way, you have the right to do so. There is a proper way to do so. But you cannot begin now to insult Nigerian government. If you do, you are committing an offense.
Listen, and I say, how about freedom of speech? In Afghanistan, I don't have freedom of speech to say, in this country, we are in England, I can say, I can't. I want to make a David Cameron, a queen. See, madam, you won't be able. Oh, no. I got them.
Fine. I said, it's so fine. Now, freedom of speech does not mean freedom to commit offense. Freedom of expression does not mean freedom to commit crime.
Yes, I agree.
Good. So that's why I said everything must be done properly, orderly. For instance, I said if the Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, want independence now. They can sponsor a bill, for instance, in the National Assembly, and let it be debated.
Oh, good. You may have to give a sponsor. What? So did you understand about how?
Okay, sponsor a bill now. Let us debate it in the National
even
Assembly.
Even to condemn Boko Haram for what they're doing, they can't even do it.
Okay, we are going to a different thing. We are talking about this. What we are saying is this. If you want to exercise your right to self-determination, exercise it under the law, by the rule of law.
Barrister, can you do now, Ugwa Wusa, when this state, among the state, has declared Sharia law.
Zamfara State.
Now, how has that that was based on the Constitution?
Yes, they are correct.
Oh, you see?
Yes.
Now, are you telling me now, Barrister, that my governor, I'm from Imo State, how my name is Imo State, if my state governor will Rocha Sokrocha, believe that tomorrow morning, say, Imo State, I want Imo State now to answer Biafra.
As long as
is, can that be? What is the process? How can it be? Because whatever manner in connection with Sharia law, it declared in one state and it is still holding. The federal government has not been able to ban it. Said no, you cannot do that. They are still doing. Can a state governor, for instance, the Rochester Okorocha Bile, say no? Imo State now will be called the Republic of Biafra or will live on this. How does it work?
That's a good question. Now, Sharia law is supported. In fact, the Constitution of Nigeria guarantees Sharia law. The same Constitution guarantees customary law. In other words, the northern part of Nigeria that was practicing Islamic law before Nigeria was formed, and the southern part of Nigeria that was practicing customary law before Nigeria was formed, both regions were protected under Section 315 of the Constitution of Nigeria. All existing laws, pre-existing laws, laws, customs, and practices of the people that were existing before Nigeria was created, the Constitution of Nigeria preserved them. So, the people of the north practicing Islamic law now have developed their Islamic law. The people of the south practicing customary law, I don't know how far they have developed their customary law. But one thing I know is that Sharia law has Sharia Court of Appeal and Sharia courts. Yeah. Just like customary law has customary court of appeal and customary courts in the south.
Okay, but there's no southern area that is practicing customary law.
Listen, they are practicing. We are practicing customary law in the south. But what happens is, customary courts. Sometimes I go to customary courts.
In which area?
In the whole east, we have customary courts.
I don't know which area. So we can ask our listeners to go there tomorrow and see what is happening and tell us what is happening.
Yeah, I said in the whole of the East.
Because what Dr. Gemba is trying to point out is that although we have the right to return to the ways our ancestors were living in,
that's crossing.
Nime mo na eziokwu obugini mere mo awo nya abia abia state agaghi se en ihe ojo na eme na okariala ka alaka ti otu nna nya ha chi hiwa anyi gbembo.
I'm saying that Abia state you are talking about, we have customary courts. If you go to Abano House, for instance, customary court Abano House is there
doing what?
Also administering the law according to the custom of the people. It is called customary law.
So, might as well.
I'm saying that Ali Iboni Ile were a customary court. So, but the difference between Islamic Sharia law and customary law is that.
Prominence.
No, listen. The Muslims of the north now made Islamic law, or Islamic Sharia law, to be a kind of religious law imposing Islam on every person. But customary law of the South does not compel you, does not impose any religion on you. In other words, those in the South, the customary law they practice does not impose religion on you. But Sharia law, Sharia legal system, imposes the religion of Islam on the people. But customary law does not impose any religion on the people.
But we shouldn't begrudge them. If people in Zamfara State want to impose Sharia that says that you shouldn't come out of your house in the morning, I'm not against that. The people voted for it. That's what they want. What we're saying is that if we had all these tools all these years, or go on with the first lawyer, Igbo lawyer, Patrano, or Wakambo, anyway, very learned Igbo people who are there, who fought the war, who survived the war, who came out, who even contributed to the writing of the Constitution of Nigeria. Why have they not been able to uncover this? Because I name Unu Puta, DKC Toga Hambe Badara. They were barrister and a solicitor and attorney at law, both in England and Wales and in Nigeria. and give an akawanya here. And we could order attorneys, women, chief justice and chief my emeritus justice in the retired channel. How good are you? Why haven't they found something so simple? Why haven't they said to the people that all this agitation on the name, I need blue flag, Mandy, Indianabu, Mandy Dentro, Mandy Atronga, you name, Unu happier, the possession of what you have. You can go and use Nigerian constitution to get Biafra and argue with Nigerian government in court and defeat them in court based on Nigerian law. And you remember, I know about every flag, Why have we not, until you came along, until certain other people came along to say that now, a legal test, we don't even need to go to UN. We can argue for Biafra independence in Nigerian Supreme Court, in Abuja, and argue for Biafra.
When I was talking, before you brought me into customary law, you know why I brought customary law? You mentioned Islamic law.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Sharia law. You mentioned Sharia law. That was why I now brought up the issue of customary law, which is the counterpart of this of Sharia law. But we were talking about self-determination for the right of the people, which I cited Captain Laws of the Federation of Nigeria 1990, that guarantees right of self-determination to the indigenous people. Good. So, yes, we can determine how we want to live, the political status, using Nigerian law. The political status, self-determination means you can decide to be independent, that's outside Nigeria. You can decide to rule yourself within Nigeria. You can decide any other political arrangement you like. That is based on the law.
So, this is very interesting. If we're not part of Nigeria, can't be killing us.
Chenu genunti. E won hi kwuru gba. No ndi anegbucha yi n'ugwu Hausa. Ndi ayi no n'ugwu Hausa gisi ha lota. Ha si ugwu Hausa ka ha mma.
Ha na lota million na agba. Oko na enwu.
Ndi kwa ndi nokwa na anọ na ala Igbo. Ha nwushala. Ihe ha na-aṅụ mmiri gọta. Kama gị gaa na nji aba ṅụọ mmiri. Ọ wụrụ na pọmpụ anọ mmiri nọ gaa na nji aba gaa kuru mmiri. Gaa na
nwunye.
Imo riva gaa kuru mmiri. Ọ wụrụ na eso mmiri anọ.
Ịmara ndị mbi sama gị mmiri. Ọ mmiri gbakọtara.
Ọ mmiri gbakọtara. Ihe m na-ekwu bụ onye si na ala Igbo emezighị emezi ọhịa mmiri eji gaa Ugwu Hausa ma ọ wụ ọdịda anyanwụ gaa biri. Anyị na ndị bikwa n'ala Igbo, anyị ọnwụchala. Ọ gwa anyị nọ n'ala Igbo. Ọ wụ eziokwu, ala Igbo emezighị emezi. Anyị emezibeghị ya. Mana a ga-emezi
ya.
Mana anyị nwere
ihe. Ọkwa ihe anyị na-eme, mana ọ na-ara n'ahụ oge anyị agaala aga. O nwere ụmụ ihe ole na ole m chọburu ịrụtụ aka, kama ka anyị laghachi n'ihi na o nwere ihe ikwuru. Nwanne anyị nwoke kpọrọ oge mbụ si na ha agaala UN. Anyị na-ajụ si inwe. Do you have any connection, any dealings? What role did you play? Can he mane? Can he any ne kumi ke gani? We koni ke wezi because ane atokwa na geno. Ane wezi ele. We've wasted a lot of time discussing this thing. Kobate Biafra. Come in 1970, I lose with the war. Ane ne cheka onisi ane not from Ivory Coast. Na igen wati ane atok. Uta abu henezi. I met him there ane ne walk. Now, we're here to na na. Ozugbo onye isi anyị nwụrụ Boko Haram ebido gbuwe anyị. Asinas Ojukwu dad is because Haman Ojukwu nọrọ ndụ dịka ihe a na-eme ugbu a gara eme ya. They know that very well. They said to kill us as soon as Ojukwu died. So what we are asking is, gbatuga anyị, because there has to be somebody, or can I have one somebody, a group, a movement that embodies this idea of legal approach and elegant democratic approach. When they won there, because they call one, me and the man that joined the camp in 2009, what is happening?
Yes, Agama Suyan Olu Beke, Agama Tia Tukwibo. In a thing like this, there should be a platform, there should be a movement, In international law, we call it a national liberation movement. So this national liberation movement can champion the cause of a people seeking for their liberation, that is self-determination. So
without confrontation,
we are talking about the rule of law.
Okay.
We are not talking about military or confrontation. We are talking about the rule of law. So in this case, the indigenous people of Biafra exercised their freedom of association and established a human rights organization called Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
It's not how we're going to acquire it.
Bilie Human Rights Initiative. It means stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up. Yeah, stand up for your rights. Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing wrong for a man to stand up for his rights. So it's a human rights organization advocating for the rights of the people. You see, it is going to use legal method, legal approach. So there's nothing like confrontation. It is law we're talking about.
This is the way. This is the peaceful means. Even all women before the mother got a UN guy, because I know one in a gang into war. Unu ga to www.radiobiafralondon.com. Unu ga here. Unu ga na UN. Unu ga go and Google UN. Jua hasi ha. How many Biafran groups are registered at the United Nations? So how can you be saying to people that I am agitating for Biafra when even UN, who may be the final arbiter, doesn't even know you exist?
I'm saying that that liberation movement, that national liberation movement, definitely has to be registered with the United Nations. And that is what the human rights organization has done. The Bilie Human Rights Initiative is registered as indigenous people's organization under the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs. That is the UN department in charge of civil society organizations. So if you go to the UN website, that's UNDESA, it's called NGO branch. If you go there and Google it and search for it, you will see Bilie Human Rights Initiative registered as indigenous people's organization.
Now, indigenous people meaning Biafra.
Inside the UN, there are categories of organizations. It's either you register as intergovernmental organization or non-governmental organization, NGO or IPO, different groups, grades of registration. So the indigenous people of Biafra registered the Bilie Human Rights Initiative as IPO, that is Indigenous People's Organization. And it is there to fight for their rights, that is for their self-determination.
Okay.
That is it.
Because akoko ka dokwa dihu n'ihi na onwe onwe fodi ha chere dotu aka mgbe bela bela n'ihu kama tupu anyi na emechi n'ihi na okwa kwara 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 de ka na si em anyi gbe mbo ihe na ari owu na akwa elega anya bilie ono bilie akwa bilie no n'ulo bilie okutala anyi chimu ka
wogi. Yeah, the headquarters of Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
Okay, boss register one where na nkenke boss boss.
The headquarters of Bilie Human Rights Initiative is in Owerri. According to the constitution, which is registered by the Nigerian government, Owerri is the headquarters.
So even Nigerian government may recognize what Bilie is doing in terms of fighting for the rights. So even Nigerian government register because he used legal means.
I told you that Nigeria respects the law and obeys the law. I told you that Nigerian government respects the law and obeys the law if you go in the right way.
Okay.
So Bilie Human Rights Initiative applied to the Nigerian government. And Nigerian government registered it because it is a human rights organization advocating for the rights of the people.
Okay, Nande, I got po onyoki wu ozo. Ya ogena di anya ya bia ku bia kwara ni kwara ndi ne gente ka mu ike wota nko ma.
Can it be this no more self one mo na to the
ko even yes I'm with la mi he di che no be bia obirata. So I got po ya mbozo ya bia kwa kwara ni hi omimi. Ndeni na ma ho gbasara uzo puru iche uzo eje nweta onwe ani na lu ogu na agba egbe na agbabushi
ndem. So you know na kunu wo nya ola na bilie agaghi ike itu amporo ke handcuff ke eche
No, listen.
It is a human rights organization. Now, if you go out and say because you are in Bile, you now start committing crime, then the law will catch up with you. You say, okay, you are Bile Human Rights Initiative. You are a human rights activist. I now start committing crime. That does not give you license to commit crime.
Absolutely.
You'll be arrested. In fact, we, the members of Bile organization, Bile government itself, will even hand you over to the law enforcement agents if you commit a crime. Because Bile Human Rights Initiative is a legal entity. And if any person commits crime, in fact, Bile itself will hand the person over to the law enforcement agents. You should not commit a crime.
But I want to hear by answering, because you have to be proud of your name. Why aren't we proud of our name then? And we are arrested.
Okay, fine. If
that's
you,
what I want to know.
If you say you are a descendant of the indigenous people of Biafra, you are a Biafran by native identity,
yeah,
and somebody arrests you, then that's, that person has committed a crime by arresting you, mm-hmm, because you of your indigenous identity.
So what will Bile do under such circumstances?
Bile will take up the matter, go to court, and defend you.
So whoever, wherever you are,
yes,
if you're a member of Bile and you get into, you didn't commit a crime, or
provided you did,
number one,
provided there's no crime committed, you did not commit a crime.
So you will not, Bile will not abandon the person. Happy when you are in jail language because none as a Biafra.
Never.
Okay, I got happy and nobody get any here. And you are minding again to none any and. I said there are many ways to skin a cat.
I don't know how many ways to do it. I don't know how many ways to skin a cat.
But Emma, one way you can help to bring about Biafra,
yes, if indigenous people of Biafra say they want self-determination by way of independence out of Nigeria, they'll get it. If they say they want to rule themselves within Nigeria and be self, and be autonomous, just like Scotland
and
is
Wales,
ruling itself, Welsh
within England,
yes, not within Ireland,
UK.
You know, Scotland is ruling itself within the UK, and so it depends on what the indigenous people of Biafra want. If they want to be outside Nigeria entirely, they go for
so
it.
So it's not what you
law.
Want, it's what the people...
It's what the people want.
So, and how would they express that? Upon a ballot
by
box?
By way of referendum, by ballot box.
By ballot box.
We will get
so
it
all
there.
Election, other election and equipment,
it is by democracy.
So you're in a ballot box.
It has to be, it has to end by ballot box, by voting.
Voting, voting solves our
what
problem.
What do you want? What do you want? Do you want to be inside Nigeria, or do you want to be outside? Or do you want to rule yourself inside? It is you.
Or ballot box.
It is the people that will decide. Exactly.
Eric, get the election.
How will you win the election?
I'm going to go away. Now, one thing to talk on Saturday by 8 p.m. in the evening. Elekranya Saturn, Nuhuruchi, because I got a beer. Well, no, Ebo, Luno, O Supam Ta, Anega, Goon, Ebo, Neme, Unesiba, and Quapo. Or Puay and Campbell on a Mabia before newspaper Lute Bununo, Ebu Shalom Munani. It will not, as long as Radio Biafra is on the air, such killings will no more happen.
Everybody should go and get shortwave radio.
Oh, no, well, Emma, Egana Church, Basso, Junior, like I want the shortwave radio, then with the Radio Biafra. One thing to kind of wound, I got a lot of people broadcasting every blessed day, morning and evening, to bring you the latest news the way it is happening. Yeka anyem pa wadem mandibo. Yeka anyem pa wedo perandundibo. Yeka anyem pa weho. Na mebwane mebwane na odegema. Anyake ya hiya bati nkete. Biko ndomandi grant na brayan asi. Biko mbozo kwa 8 o'clock Saturday. Tune in to 11870 kHz on the shortwave. I'm Anamde Kanu once again, your regular host. And from Dr. Gemba, please.
Ndibo. Chukugwa ziono. Gas run radio, legend.
Because Barrister Megan.
Ndi Igbo. Now, ndi mna bo indigenous people of Biafra. Ya bo ndi wunfura wunfona aga. Ndi aga ne richa ho. Unu ga adendo. Chineke gozi unu. O ga adira ini lemma. Na ha Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Because, wala de, unu, ka hafi iche fu muna nye. Mandi idoma, mandi bibio, mandi efik, mandi aniyoma, mandi ne richi ichi. Ayo uchu muna. Because, nini yon, wanyo wala nesena nye. I na gozu no na se onyewom duunu chebunu kachechi na sa ndewunu
ndew